welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Jefferson City Jays. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Trevor Hahn of the News Tribune. And before Trevor and I start to discuss things this week, let's listen to a little bit of Trevor's conversation with Jays head coach Damon Wells.
Well, since we don't have a game to bounce back to last week for, I guess we'll bounce back to Kirksville's game since you were at it. So just what was your biggest impression watching them in person?
I thought they were well prepared. They definitely had a plan. Their kids are big. They're tall. They have some athletes. I think they're dangerous in space. We're definitely going to have our hands full.
So just a bye week generic question. Just how'd the bye week treat you and everybody rested and ready to go for Friday?
I think, well, yes, because we have no other choice. But the bye week was fantastic for us. We do have a kid or two with some, you know, some issues where maybe they could improve from a health perspective, and I believe we accomplished that goal absolutely. And it also, you know, like I mentioned before, it also allowed us to press pause and identify some areas where we felt if we doubled down a little bit, we could grow exponentially. And our kids really embraced it, and that was great.
So, yeah, now we're in the thick of things. It's playoff time. So just what do you think is the biggest key to a playoff game generically, not X's and O's wise?
I think experience matters a lot. And that's part of the reason why it was so great to have last year as an experience. We have so many kids that have come back, even though we're still young. They know that we preach that the playoffs are different. And absolutely anything can happen in the playoffs. No one's here accidentally, so you better be prepared.
So, yeah, bouncing back to the playoffs, last year you guys opened up against the same team. You guys were able to take care of business. So what can you learn from last year's game that could be used for the game this week?
I think just that you have to play with the mentality that there isn't next week, that we're not saving anything. We're going, you know, everything we got to try to be successful. We preach 7 more days to our kids because we love being around them. And that's the reward if we can somehow, some way, try to find a way to be successful.
All righty. Thanks, Coach.
All right. That was Jays head coach Damon Wells. And after a week off, I'm sure they're ready to get back on the field. I'm sure you're ready for them to get back on the field. And it's now time for a district semifinal. We knew last week, we had a feeling last week that this week's opponent was going to be Kirksville. Kirksville more than took care of business last week in its district opener, winning 59-0. So now we get what we thought. Jays versus Kirksville in a district semifinal.
Yeah, we definitely expected Kirksville to win. I don't know if we really expected 59-0.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, they went and took care of business. The Jays were up there watching them. They said they were well-prepared. They had a good game plan. They executed it well. You know, all that kind of stuff. They were up big in the first half and kind of were able to coast through the second half. So I assume they got out of that pretty unscathed injury-wise should be pretty well rested for the game tonight.
So I guess the big question is that 59-0, is that more of a product of Kirksville continuing to improve as the season goes on? Is that just more of an indicator of maybe just how bad Winfield Ellsbury was this year? What do we take away from that game, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if there's too much you really can take away from it. Because, I mean, Winfield and Ellsbury, they're not a great football team. I don't think that's really a secret. The common opponents that they had played this year, it was pretty drastic differences between what Kirksville did to them and what Winfield did. So it was the expectation for Kirksville to get it done. But, I mean, you do have to be kind of impressed. It's a playoff game. There is some nerves that go into it. And taking care of business early and often throughout that is exactly what you want to do if you're Kirksville.
So when, you know, when the district assignments come out and you kind of look at these things, or when the district seedings, I guess, come out and they're finalized, this is kind of what you expect. It's a 2 seed versus a 3 seed, but I do feel like this is maybe one of those districts where you can look at it and go, think there's a pretty big difference between the two and the three. And again, we'll talk more about that in a minute from the standpoint of personnel and all that sort of stuff. But I do feel like this is one of those where you just kind of look at it on paper and go, you know, I think probably maybe for me the big determinant is, yes, Kirksville has now won three of its last four, but that one loss in that span was a huge loss to Capital City just a couple weeks ago where they lost 68-21. So you go, I don't know if this is maybe a team that's, you know, maybe one of those three seeds where you go, this is a chance for the three to upset the two. I don't think that's what I'd be thinking about going into this game.
Yeah, I mean, there's always a chance, that's for sure.
Sure.
But, I mean, the Jays come into this a pretty heavy favorite. Kirksville's lost to Capital City. They were actually in that game for quite a while, at least going into halftime. And then Kyle said a little bit about it, but yeah, that game just exploded in the second half.
Sure.
In the wrong way for Kirksville.
Yeah.
And they give up almost 70 points there in that game. So obviously that's not a good spot. But I mean, they've had kind of an up and down season. They haven't really played all that many good teams.
Right.
So we don't really know exactly what they're capable of when they are playing good teams. But I mean, they're a senior-driven team. They have a lot of upperclassmen. They obviously went to Atkins Stadium last year and already this year, so they're familiar with that drive at least. So, I mean, it's not out of the question for Kirksville to win this game, but I would definitely expect the Jays to come in and take care of business tonight.
So if this is an instance where they are going to hang around and maybe get a chance to win late, what is Kirksville, I mean, what's going to have to go right for Kirksville in this game for them to have a chance late?
I mean, they're going to have to force some turnovers, and their offense is going to have to be efficient. They like to run tempo, and I mean, they've shown that they can put up some points this year. Like,
mm-hmm.
They've had quite a few 40-plus outings.
Sure.
And I mean, but the big thing is I think their defense has forced 22 turnovers on the year.
Okay.
12 interceptions, or maybe it's 21. 21 or 22. They forced 9 fumbles and either 12 or 13 interceptions. So that's kind of what their defense is built on, trying to get you in positions where you have to take chances and take an advantage of you trying to get aggressive. So if they're able to force a few turnovers, maybe punch the ball out of Jeff City's ball carriers a few times, they could definitely find themselves in this game.
So I think you're right. It is one of those teams where you look at it and go, okay, there's some points on this ledger. I mean, they got shut out once, but other than that, they've got a number of games where they're, you know, multiple touchdowns. I think there was only one game where they only had 2 scores. And so it is the type of team that looks like it can put up some points. Again, that might be a product of who's on their schedule, but it also might be the fact that might be something that they're okay at. So if they aren't able to put up enough points in this one to kind of hang around, What's going to be the game plan for them, or what should we expect from a Jeff City standpoint that they're going to have to get geared up to stop?
On defense?
Yeah.
So defensive-wise, I mean, they're preparing for the tempo, that's for sure. And Kirksville's offense is really led by a trio of players. Their quarterback, their number one running back, and their number one receiver have produced a good probably 75% of their production.
Okay.
On offense.
Okay.
Another number one receiver has over 50% of their receiving yards and over 75% of their touchdowns receiving.
Okay.
So he's definitely going to be somebody that's going to be drawing a lot of attention from the Jays. And then you got to stop the run to try and make them one-dimensional. And you could also do that with your offense just by getting them out of script and making sure that they are trying to chase you. But, yeah, I mean, it's really going to be stopping those three guys on offense and making sure they limit the explosive plays and tackle in space.
So is there a certain percentage that they like to go? Are they, you know, more run-heavy, pass-heavy? What's going to be the first order of business to stop, I guess, if you'd want to take away their first option? What's their first thing they like to do usually?
They're pretty balanced.
Okay.
I think they call more passing plays than they do running plays, but their quarterback also has the ability to scramble.
Okay.
So that kind of evens the numbers a little bit.
Sure.
But yeah, I mean, they do like to throw the football, and I think that kind of goes with the tempo thing. But I mean, you could also wear out the defense running tempo and then continuously try and run it down their throat. So they're able to do both, that's for sure. And their numbers kind of equivalent to that.
So their defense looks like, I mean, obviously you see that 68 that the Kirksville's defense gave up a couple weeks ago to Capital City. And then there's a couple other big games where you look at it and go, okay, you know, they've given up 45 in one game, 42 in another. But there are some games where they look like they're kind of holding teams and kind of limiting what they're able to do. So how well equipped does Jeff City think it can, you know, what does it think about its chances against the Kirksville defense and its ability to be successful against that Kirksville
They're
defense?
Definitely expecting them to stack the box.
Okay.
Which is not a new concept.
Sure.
Against
right.
Jeff City.
Right.
We didn't see it as much early in the season because I think that's just a film thing. You don't have that that much on film to look at. But, yeah, they're expecting Kirksville to load the box. And the follow-up question I immediately followed with is, do you guys think you are comfortable with that at
sure.
this point? Because they have seen it basically every game down the stretch of the season. And they are. They feel like their vertical passing game has gotten better and better as the season has gone on. And I tend to agree with them on that. So they're definitely expecting people in the box early and often, and I believe they're going to try and take some shots to get them out of that.
So I think it's natural that you're never going to be better prepared for a playoff game than you probably are the week after a first-round bye in districts. So I got to imagine that if the Jays come out flat, they have nobody to blame but themselves. So how much of this week has been, or this week of preparation, or the extra week of preparation, has been about just making sure that they're ready to go, they're coming out fast, and they're coming out ready to play, and not having any of that hangover from maybe not having played for a week?
Yeah, and a lot of the stuff he talked to me about is just working on practice habits and just consistency throughout the week and throughout game day, just making sure you attack each and every rep, whether that's in practice, whether that's in a game, like it is the most important rep. So, and it's a young team. They've said that over and over again. So making sure that practice habits run into the what you see in a game has kind of been a big focus for this week. And they have been preparing for Kirksville for probably this whole two-week period because
sure.
I don't think anybody expected Winfield to be coming in here tonight. So they're pretty well equipped. They've seen them last year, so they have film from that game. They saw them in person last week. And then they have a whole season's worth of film from this year. So they should be very well prepared for this Tigers team. And, I mean, I expect them to come out ready to go. Because if you're not ready to go for a playoff game, like you mentioned, that's on you.
Exactly. The Seeds of Hell on the other side of the bracket as well. It's going to be number one Hannibal hosting number four Warrenton tonight as well. So I think you know, we expect if the Jays can get a win this week, I'd be terribly surprised if it wasn't Hannibal that we're seeing next week. And we can deal with that next week. But just for kind of a little preview, do you see any way that it's not Hannibal advancing on the other side of the bracket this week?
I mean, yeah. In the middle of the season, you kind of penciled Hannibal into that district championship game. With the Aeneas Williams injury, that kind of makes things a little bit more interesting. But, I mean, you still expect Hannibal to get it done at home.
Right.
They're coming off of a bye week. They knew what team they were going to be playing more than likely, so
sure.
I assume it's the same situation that Jeff City's going through right now for Hannibal right now. So you expect Hannibal to get it done. You expect Jeff City to get it done. You expect those teams to meet for the second time this year up in Hannibal next week.
So let's get to the prediction then, and unless you zag when I expect you to zig, I think I know which way you're going, but I'm going to ask you, do you see Jeff City getting a win tonight, and if so, what's the margin tonight?
Well, I actually came prepared this week. I had to do picks in the paper this week, so I've already done it. So I have Jeff City winning for this one 48-27. I expect them to start fast, like we were mentioning. You have to be up and ready for a playoff game. Like it doesn't get any more impactful and intense for playoff than or for football than a playoff atmosphere, and you get it at home. So
sure.
They seem pretty excited for this one, and they should be. So come out fast, you know, limit the Kirksville offense early in the game, build up a lead, and then maybe you can get some players some rest. But you never know. It is playoff football, but I do expect Jeff City to get it done.
All right. That should do it for this week. For Trevor Hahn, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, pick up a copy of the Goal Line section in Friday's News Tribune, and get game updates and more prep sports content all week by following Trevor Hahn on Twitter at TrevHahn3. That's TrevHahn3. Thanks for listening.